As I have said, I began to know Seymour as a child, but a gap of a good many years separates my early knowledge from that which is more recent. Still, it keeps its place in my affections, and any tales of it that I pick up have an interest for me. One such tale is this. It came to me in a place very remote from Seymour, and quite accidentally, from a man whom I had been able to oblige. Enough, in his opinion, to justify his making me his confidant to this extent. "I know all that country, more or less," he said. "I used to go to Seymour pretty regularly for golf in the spring. I generally put up at the Bear with a friend. Henry Long, it was. You knew him, perhaps?"
"Slightly," I said.
"And we used to take a sitting room and be very happy there. Since he died, I haven't cared to go there, and I don't know that I should, anyhow, after the particular thing that happened on our last visit. It was in April we were there, and by some chance we were almost the only people in the hotel. So the ordinary public rooms were practically empty, and we were the more surprised when, after dinner, our sitting room door opened and a young man put his head in. We were aware of this young man. He was rather a rabbity, anemic subject. Light hair and light eyes, but not unpleasing. So, when he said,